Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later in the year, we'll celebrate his 18th anniversary with us. How about that, folks? He's wow. The Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of Copy Fights. He's the guy who tells us about the 10,000 commandments, and he's the guy who discovered the dark matter. And we're going to talk about that today. Wayne Cruz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
The regulatory dark matter.
If I've been on here 18 years, that means y'all are getting old.
That's right.
I thank you for the ZZ Top alarm clock, though. That helps.
There you go. There you go. Well, I tell people my gray hair is not premature. Hey, Wayne.
That's right. They found a gene for that.
Let's talk a little bit about the candidates for a minute. I want to take one segment and get your thoughts on that. Because one of the things that's always annoyed me about Washington politicians, is 99 out of 100 of them love to invoke the name small business and jobs. But they don't have a clue about how to do any of that. They don't know what keeps small business owners up or not. Now, about 1 out of 100, and I've interviewed a bunch of them on my show before, about 1 out of 100 actually do know that. But yeah. These candidates we got right now, maybe Kasich. I would think Kasich knows. And if you got Trump to slow down long enough, he might know. He might could talk about making payroll and things like that. But the thing is that none of these candidates, maybe it's not time, maybe it's not the time for them to do it yet, but they're not really talking about small business owners who are half the economy.
Yeah, you know, I look at issues like the federal budget and federal spending, and all the candidates have talked about the debt, and it just topped $19 trillion, by the way.
Right.
The number had been the big 18, and we've got a deficit every year that's about to pop back up in a couple of years to $1 trillion. Nevertheless, I've always thought that if we were to grapple with the regulatory state and the environmental rules, the energy department rules, and now especially the labor department rules, and so on down the line, we could really grow the economy. And I'd look for these candidates to talk about the regulatory state, because in our view, the cost of regulations are approaching, well, they exceed now half what the federal spending level is.
Say that again.
But they don't talk about it much. I heard Ben Carson mention that the Federal Register at 80,000 pages last year, which, by the way, the Federal Register, of the 7 all-time highest ever Federal Register page counts, 6 of them have occurred under the current president. Mm. So you would think with small business.
Say that last part again. Say that last part again.
This is, you better believe it. At the end of the year, the Federal Register stood at over 80,000 pages. The official tally isn't in yet because there are some blanks and skips in it, but the National Archives will put it together. Nonetheless, of the 7 highest ever Federal Register page counts, and the Federal Register is the daily book that comes out from the federal government, mm-hmm. with the new rules and regulations pouring out of Washington and all the alphabet soup agencies. Of the 7 highest ever, 6 have come under the current president. So you would think, as you say, with small business in the crosshairs of all of this stuff and all of the guidances and so forth that are pouring out alongside these regulations, that it would be a big part of the campaign. But I'd only heard Marco Rubio mention a regulatory budget a couple of times. Heard Kasich mention, he said cutting taxes, cutting regulations. I heard Trump say that. And, you know, Ben Carson mentioned the three-story pile, mm-hmm. of the Federal Register rules. But that's it. It hasn't gelled yet as a major issue. But I think that it will. I think it has to, because the big topic in the debate now is emerging to be jobs. It has been the immigration issue and ISIS and all of the
globalization, bring the jobs back.
But I think it's happening, and plus, if it doesn't happen during this campaign cycle, it's going to have to happen in the near future, because if we ever do get an economic recovery, interest rates that have been at zero are going to pop up to normal human levels, and what the interest on the debt is going to start costing $1 trillion.
It's going to start
at that point. You've got to do something to take the rocks off of the grass.
That's when if the Fed funds rate ever got to 5 or 6. You'd have a catastrophe, a federal catastrophe, in 2 years.
Better believe it.
Hold on to that thought. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back, and he's going to tell us about some things we need to look for from the candidates coming up in the next few months. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.